Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Have you been drinking a bit?
What do you mean, have I been? What do you mean, have I been?
Have you had a glass of wine or something?
What are you talking about? Why would I have a... Why would you think that...
You've got a bit of red stuff around your lips, like you...
No, I think that's just because it's cold outside and my lips are sensitive.
No, it's fine if you had a glass of wine. It's...
I haven't had a glass of wine. I haven't... I sound like some alcoholic that's trying to hide it from me. If I was drinking, I would tell you. I'd be like, yeah, I had a drink.
Yeah, so you don't think you'd be so like... awkward about it.
Can we also just laugh at the fact that all of our lovely listeners, you're going to hear a very funny episode that we did with a couple of guests coming up. And there was a very funny moment in it. And I think these, you know, private parts is all about being a bit risky, a bit naughty, a bit things like this. And they were telling us a really lovely story. And they're very kid-friendly, those guys, right? Anyway, you'll know who I'm talking
about. Who are you talking about?
Well, I'm not going to mention them at the moment because it's going to be in the show probably. But there was that moment which Francis... they did a social experiment where they sent their son into Hamleys with £500 to see what he would buy. Anyway, the great thing is, the story goes, is the son gave the £500 to the homeless and it was incredible. And I said, these child-friendly people, they're so conscious of the brand. I said, oh, if I had 500 quid when I was 6 years old, Jesus, I wouldn't have done that. Francis' reply was, yeah, you'd spend it on hookers all night.
No, I didn't.
It's just too funny, their reaction.
Yeah.
Their reaction.
Well, I didn't know that they were PG. Are they quite PG?
I think they're quite PG, but it was their faces. I don't think you noticed their faces.
No.
Hey, listen, all you private parties, welcome to another bonus episode of our lovely podcast. Here we are again.
Back once again for the Renegade Master.
There we go. That's exactly it. Old school, man. But we have some really exciting news.
Renegade Master. Is that Grandmaster Flash?
There we go. We've got some really exciting news because we spoke about this last week, that we are doing our live Valentine's Day show for everyone. We said the announcement would be this week, and so we can finally announce that tickets are going on sale on this Friday. However, I say sale because actually what we've decided to do, we've mentioned it before, we're raising... money for a mental...
What I've decided to do.
Okay, Francis, do you want to claim it, Frankie?
No. Basically, whatever you can afford to donate. It wasn't my idea, but, you know.
So what we want to do is that we understand that times are tough. Some people don't have money. Some people do have money. Some people have jobs. Some people don't. But what we all want to do is we want to be cheered up. So on the 14th of February, 7 p.m, we're going to be doing a live show. Tickets are going to be on sale via our Instagram. So you go to Private Parts Podcast, click on the link there. You can buy your tickets. And all you can do is donate whatever you want. You can donate £5, you can donate £2, you can donate nothing.
Donate 2 pence.
You can donate nothing at all. You don't even have to donate.
If that's all you have?
Yeah.
But that would be...
But the great thing is the reason why you will hopefully donate something at all, or if anything, is that we're raising money for a mental health charity. We're trying to raise as much money as we can to donate, so we're going to do a really fun podcast. We're going to have some great guests as well, different people, and we want you to have a fun time, but also hopefully some raise some money. So get ready for it. It's going to be the 14th of February, 7 p.m. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Go to our Instagram page, at Private Podcast. Click on the link and go and grab them. See you all there.
It's going to be the best £50 you've ever spent.
Yeah, you can donate 50 quid if you want to. We'd love that.
Well, sometimes, we have, obviously, we probably have some very, very rich listeners. So
you're saying that we
donate, donate a million? That's fine too.
If, I tell you now, if we raise over £30,000, which I would be so surprised if we do,
we'll shave our heads.
All right, yeah, deal. That's a deal. If we raise over 30 grand, we'll both shave our heads.
All right. On the episode.
On the episode. Right. On the episode. Cool. So go and check it out this Friday. Hey, but also, because it's one of our bonus episodes, I want to give you a little story of what happened to me the other day. It was very scary, actually.
Oh, no, what happened?
Okay, so, sounded so sarcastic when you said that. So, like, unempathetic. Like, what? Something could have happened to me.
No, you said it was something scary. Did you get mugged?
No, I was walking down the street, and I got a phone call, right? I got a phone call, and...
Oh, no, they mixed up your sperm sample with someone else.
No, that's not what
happened. You actually have no sperm.
No, that's not, that's definitely not what happened. No, they got a call.
Pregnancy.
I'm not pregnant either. Guess again. Go on, guess one more time. Why don't you guess one more time?
Maybe, because you said I'm not empathetic, so probably it's something like you thought maybe you had some sort of illness.
No, wasn't that. I got a phone call from HMRC Revenue.
Oh, yeah?
And I was like, okay. And they said, please press 1 to be transferred through. This is a very important message. So I got transferred through to this guy. And the guy was like, hello. And I went, hello. And he said, oh, can I please have your case number? Whatever. So I said, well, I don't have a case number. And he said, okay, well, can I get your name and your address? So I gave my name and my address. He said, okay, just getting up your files. And he said, yeah, okay, I'm just going to repeat what the report says. Says that you have embezzled money, and that that we believe that you know done it. We've tried to contact you at your house, and you haven't just signed the signature. And in my head, I was like, "Well, I've
is
moved."
It a scam.
I was like, in my head, I was like, "I've moved flat recently, and I haven't changed all my addresses." Like, that's definitely true. So I was like, "Oh
no!"
So I was like, "Hang on a second, this." And they said all these different things. Said you owe £2,000, and there's a warrant out for your arrest.
What?
Yeah, so I was like,
it's a scam.
I was like, there's a warrant out for my arrest. They said, yes. They said, do you want to settle this in court or we can settle it now? And I was something like, what do you mean settle it now? Like in a fight? Like, what are we going to do? So I said, can I speak to your manager? And he went, okay. And he transferred me through. And it came back, and it was the same bloke, but he put on a higher voice. And he went,
really?
He went, hello.
Oh, my God.
And I went, hi, isn't this the same guy that I spoke to? He's like, no. And I was like, what is going on? And then he said, and then basically I'd caught on to him. And he said, if you don't pay, I'm going to call the police. And I said, well, call the police from where? What? Where would you get me? He said, I'm calling the police. They're coming to get you now. And hung up.
Oh, my God.
It was the best thing. He transferred through and there's a weird beeping noise. And it came back to him. And he was just doing a higher voice. He's just doing a different voice. Has that ever happened to you?
It's probably just him in his bedroom. I mean, I've had those sorts of calls, but I usually hang up on them. I mean, I don't know. I've never like got through to the manager.
Yeah. You've never been transferred through to the manager?
No.
Oh, God.
No.
It was.
But
just...
so do you fall for those emails as well from like?
No, the
African
the only one that I nearly fell for was when it said we've caught you. Well, not I didn't nearly fall for it because obviously it was a lie. They said we've caught you.
Caught you.
No. They really can see through the lens. No, it was caught masturbating though. They said they'd caught me masturbating.
And what, to send Bitcoin to this address?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Oh, God. So anyway.
Did you feel better after you sent the Bitcoin? I felt that sense of relief.
Oh. Do you promise you won't post it anywhere? Yeah, we promise. All right, I'm going to trust you on this occasion.
All right, what's your address?
Do you really promise me you won't post it? Yeah, we promise. All right.
And we won't blackmail you again.
Okay, as all you private partners know, on our Wednesday episodes, which we haven't done in a while, these type of ones, we like to read out some emails. So we have an email, Francis, that I'm going to read you. Here we go. Hi, Francis. This is from John. Hi, Francis. Just to you. I don't know if you still do Question of the Week. What is he not been listening to this
what?
Recently?
Have you been only listening to bonuses?
What the hell? I've only recently come across your podcast with Jamie and only reached episode 22. But if you do, here's a good one. How many South Poles are there? Best wishes, John. How many South Poles, Francis, do you think there are?
Well, because the Earth rotates, the tilt of the Earth changes.
So how many do you think? I would have no clue.
6.
Wow. See, he's even got an article attached. No, it's 7. But yeah, well done. I would have no idea. I would say 1. That was interesting. We got another email. Thanks for that, John. Hi, all of you Private Parts Podcasts. Okay, so I will tell you all about my embarrassing story, which, to be fair, happened a few years ago now, and I guess I shouldn't really feel so embarrassed, but I used to do rowing with my school, and for this I needed a sports certificate to make sure I was healthy. My father and sister came into the consultation room with me instead of waiting outside. Never again did I let them accompany me in after this. The doctor asked me to do 20 squats. My knees cracked every time I bent down, but I'm used to my crappy knees. However, I wasn't ready for the very loud fart that escaped my body as I arrived on my 13th squat. Everyone heard it. My dad, my sister were in stitches, and the doctor had a small smile on her lips. I decided to pull through and pretend it wasn't my ass that made the noise, but my knees, and kept on saying, gosh, those knees of mine, hey? And making mouth noises so they wouldn't be sure it was a fart. I finished my last 7 squats, bright red, and was fooling no one. They all knew. Very funny. From Atlanta. That's great. Love these ones. We have another one from Teresa, who says, hey guys, here's my question. How do you make friends? I know this question sounds so weird, but I'm making plans to move to Europe in the new year. I won't have any of my family beside me. What are the best ways to go and make new friends? It's so true. You've done this before, Frankies. How do you make new friends?
How do you make friends in a new place?
Yeah, in a new place. That's quite a tricky one, right?
Well, I guess you just go about your life and do the things you want to do. And generally, if you're doing something that you want to do, you'll bump into people who are also doing similar things, and they'll be like-minded, and you have some common ground, so... I think that's
Hey, do any of you guys have any common ground with me? Hey, guys.
Hey.
How would you do an icebreaker? How do you do... So I'm sitting in a bar. Okay, here we go. I'm a stranger to you.
Yeah.
And go on. Break the ice with me. Go on.
Hey. Where did you get that hair transplant? It looks great.
I think it's quite hard to...
Don't say that to people, because that's not going to endear you to anyone. I think, where I make most of my friends these days is at jiu-jitsu. So she should just go to jiu-jitsu.
Oh, you should just go to jiu-jitsu and do that. Hey, listen, we've also got some emails just from people who are just being very lovely and saying that we're helping them out, especially during these horrid times. One from Olivia. Hey, guys, your podcast is amazingly funny. Previously in school, I had been listening to it in a free period and got my earphones taken off me because I kept laughing hysterically. But it was well worth it. Love you both so much, Olivia. Another one, thanks, Olivia. Dear Jamie and Francis, I hope you're both well. I'm currently a student in my last year of school during this stressful time. Private Parts has been such a light in my life. It is an amazing podcast. By far my favourite. Thank you for all the laughs. Lots of love. Mary Curry.
Oh.
Hey, how nice that. It's true, though, buddy. You know, this time is really tough for a lot of different people. And I suppose what our podcast does is lift everyone's mood, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, well, I hope everyone. Yeah, I hope everyone who listens to it. I don't know if, like, do you think there's anyone who listens to it? Anybody who listens to it because they hate it?
I don't think anyone listens to it because...
Because they're like, oh, fuck, another one. Fuck it. Oh, I hate them so much.
What, because we do so many? Because we've done so many, they get annoyed by it.
He's like, oh, not another one of those. Oh, God.
I think we help people, and also during this tough time to everyone
out
there.
That's what I think about people who like trolls who follow you on Instagram or Twitter. And then they're like, why do you follow me if you hate me? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I totally get it.
Why would you put yourself through that? Just unfollow me.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't. It's not a common problem for me. I'm trying to relate to you, but.
I told you, you're doing Strictly, you got a lot of hate. I was like, this is quite intense. I was like, Jesus. I wasn't even mean. I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just dancing. I don't get it.
You can't win.
Yeah, you can't win.
Because you're a loser.
Hey, if anyone is having a tricky time out there at the moment, I feel for you. I hope this podcast is cheering you up any way whatsoever. I know that people are really struggling at the moment. And I'm sorry that... we're in this predicament, but hopefully this is a little shining light during your week that gets you out of it. And, you know, listen, if you know a friend who's been a bit distant or a bit unfamiliar or hasn't...
Give them a call.
Yeah, true, though.
Give them a call. Say, hey, just thought of you. I'd give you a call.
You're exactly right, Frankie. And also, you know, spread the word of the podcast to all of your friends. Maybe you'll cheer them up.
This too shall pass, a wise man once said.
What wise man said that?
I think maybe it was probably Jesus.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Life is suffering. You know, it is in essence like the perpetual loss of what once was, right? So we've got to get on with it and assume the pain and shoulder the burden. But it will get better, and you have to go through the pain to grow and to
there we go, baby. It's 100%.
And to be stronger.
I also had this amazing quote the other day that I think we should leave everyone on because I think it's so good. We have two lives. The second begins when you realize you only have one.
Yeah.
Love that. And that's we should do with that. Hey, listen.
Wait, that doesn't apply to cats.
No, because they have nine lives. True. Yeah.
So they have nine lives and the second... Yeah. Starts when they almost nearly die the first time.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, listen, to all you private parters, we absolutely adore you. Listen, our live show, 14th of February, 7 p.m. Grab your
Valentine's
tickets.
Valentine's Day plans. You've forgotten to make Valentine's Day plans with your significant other.
Or you're just by yourself. Lots of people are going to be like that.
That's the perfect solution.
Yeah, and also it's hopefully you'll donate and you can, but it's also free if you don't want to donate, and that's totally fine. Go and check out the tickets this Friday. We're going on sale on our Instagram.
Jamie's
going to
spend all the money on a new...
A new what?
A new dick. A dick transplant. It's a scam, we're sorry.
All right, everybody, all you private
We'll cut
partners.
That bit out.
No, we weren't going to keep that, but I quite like that bit. Oh, you private partners, we'll see you next week. Oh, no, we won't see you next week. We'll see you on Friday.
On Friday.
And the launch of our tickets. See you then. Bye.
See you then. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.